Maybe this next one is a better one to buy you a holiday gift from. Sonos. Finally, that company coming out with numbers as well. We saw the stock kind of bounce around in the pre-market, as you see that earnings per share number and revenue number both missing by a bit. The shares are down by 2%. What's going on here at Sonos? This has been one that's been pretty consistently killing it, but it's been wavering more lately.
This is a tough follow after that last one. But Julia, the conference call implied a lot of detail. So I'm looking forward to talking to a friend of the network, Patrick Spence, the CEO of Sonos, a little later on around noonish, a little more about what the company is working on next year. But all in all, a good quarter here, coming out with some guidance that was ahead of where analysts were thinking here. But another company, Julie, that is still dealing with supply chain bottlenecks, chip supply shortages here. And you got the sense coming off this quarter that their sales and results would probably be a lot better if they weren't dealing with those things, which ultimately raises the situation that perhaps in 2022, they'll probably go back to their more historical growth rates.
Well, you're going to talk to CEOs Patrick Spence a little bit later in the day. So it'll be interesting to hear what he says about all of these issues.